conquer in your name and proclaim that Jesus reigns. Hail, hail, Lion of Judah, how powerful you are. Hail, hail, Lion of Judah, how wonderful you are. How wonderful you are.
Amen. Well, you've heard little but loud. You're little but you're loud, but that's pretty loud. And I'm so thankful to see the number of folks who have survived some of the weather and the sickness that they've been fighting. And we're beginning to come together as a fairly good representation of the church this morning. Just always say on days like this, please be cautious where you're walking. You never know where there's going to be a slick spot that you didn't anticipate. And before I forget, I want to say a real special thank you to Connie and Antonio and Brian for coming over and clearing the parking lot and the steps. And we really, really appreciate that. It did a great job. Thank you. And I asked Antonio, I said, Connie's cleaning this thing completely. I said, he kind of likes to play in that bobcat too a little bit. And I don't know, he was running around throwing snow everywhere. But we really thank you three for helping us and putting the parking lot in good shape today. Welcome. And we are so glad. I know the weather is detrimental to a lot of folks. And we understand. We pray that those who aren't here this morning will stay safe and be warm. It's always a good idea to perhaps check on your neighbors or folks here in the church that you might wonder if they're doing all right. Check on them and just give them a call or make sure they're okay. It's good to have Dave Hack with us. Dave's really been fighting it for a long, long time. We've all been concerned about you, Dave. Good to have you. He's staying isolated and giving you a fist bump, so don't hug him today, but he's doing, you can just kind of hug him from a distance. Well, all that being said, let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you, and our prayer is that the warmth of your spirit and your presence would not only be with us in the warmth of this building, but in the warmth of our hearts as we count our blessings. Sometimes, Father, when the weather is dreary and it's cold and we tend to become a little discouraged, we forget to count how blessed we are. So we thank you that you watch over us, that you care for us, that you provide our food and our shelter. You meet our every need. We pray for those who are struggling that they will find the comfort, the shelter, the warmth that they need. Help us, Father, to be sensitive to those needs if there's a way that we can be of help. For as John wrote, let us not love in word only, but in deed. So, Father, help us to have our eyes attuned and open to those who may need our help. Guide us through this service today. Be with us. Accomplish your will and your purpose. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. I've got a peaceful, easy feeling. I know he won't let me down, 'cause I'm already standing on solid ground. Well, I found out a long time ago what sin can do to your soul. It'll make you pay more than you want to pay and take you further than you'll want to go. I've got a peaceful, easy feeling. I know he won't let me down, 'cause I'm already standing on solid ground. hills and stairs, I have already come. 'Tis grace that brought me safe this far, and grace will lead me home. I've got a peaceful, easy feeling. I know He won't let me down, 'cause I'm already standing. Yes, I'm already standing. Yes, we're already standing on solid ground. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand. Darkness seems to hide His face, I rest on His unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand. His oath is covenant, His blood support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, He then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand. He shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in Him be found. Dressed in His righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I've proved Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust His cleansing blood, just in simple faith to plunge me neath the healing cleansing flood. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I've proved Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. Yes, 'tis sweet to trust in Jesus, just from sin and self to cease, just from Jesus' sin gladly taking life and rest and joy and peace. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I've proved Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. I'm so glad I've learned to trust Thee, precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that Thou art with me, wilt be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I've proved Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, how I've proved Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more.
Words ring so true. You've proven yourself faithful, and yet we need your grace to be able to trust you more and more. It seems as though each new challenge gives an opportunity for the devil to try and make us think that you're not faithful or that you have forgotten us. So we thank you for your faithfulness, and we thank you for your grace. And we ask that you would increase our confidence in you to trust you over and over again. Thank you. It's in your name we pray. Amen. I sometimes think, I'm pretty sure I'm not the most observant person in the world. And I would make a poor witness, but I wanted, if it's not too difficult, go to the last verse of On the Solid Rock. When we stand before the throne, Jesus on the throne, we got a moment. And I may be the only person in this church who is this far behind. If you'll bear with me just a minute, we'll go to the one where we see Him on the throne. The picture, yeah. This is just a little exercise in, yeah. I think it is maybe the next one. I don't know. We'll find it. It's the last one in the song. I'm sorry for creating all this trouble just to kind of deal with my own lacking. If I get everybody's curiosity up, then we'll... I'm sorry, I thought it would be easy to find. I'll tell you, the last job in the world I would want is that one back there, too. People always throwing you for a curve. Also, talking about Dave being back, Mona's still out. And we've missed her on the worship team, and she's not doing well. Glad to have Rock back today. Half back. Yeah, this is football season. I am so sorry. I thought this would be not a problem. Anybody got anything you want to share while we're looking for this? And I've gone this far. I'm not going to back down now. Vance?
Think about that.
Yes. just a little twist on the words. Jesus knows me, this I love. You know, he said, I know my sheep know me. There it is. That's what I was looking for. And again, I'm so sorry. I think today was the first time that I ever paid that much attention to the clouds. I figured I was the only one. Did everybody else know the lion was in the clouds? Okay. Well, it was a great blessing to me today to find the lion in the clouds. So, well, good, Michael. I want you to enjoy it with me for just a moment. At least, is there anybody else willing to admit you'd never seen it before? Not now, right? You wouldn't dare admit that. But art is such a wonderful, wonderful thing. And I think about the significance of the lion of the tribe of Judah. And, of course, in the lion, the witch, and the wardrobe, the great Aslan. I hadn't even noticed that. It's the continents mixed in with the clouds. Everybody got that? I hadn't got that. Okay, these are the continents. I mean, sometimes it's noteworthy to appreciate the art because all things give glory to the Lord. Music, art, sculptures, and all those things. And some of us are not as artistically inclined, obviously, as others. But I just wanted to talk about that and have you join with me in a moment of discovery on my part. Lest I forget, I think I've mentioned, maybe not to everybody, we have decided that we're going to postpone this elders and deacons meeting until the 28th, 2 weeks from tonight. We'll still be the same time, but it seemed good to postpone that. So please make that note, and we'll keep reminding you via the bulletin, but that will be 2 weeks from tonight. Also, there'll be more information. We are going to have our annual staff meeting, which those who are on the staff, along with the elders and deacons, have attended. And that staff meeting is scheduled for Saturday, February 10th. It'll be at the Bright Leaf upstairs, again, where we've had it the last 2 years, and we'll have more information forthcoming about that. February 10th, if you want to put that on your calendar, it'll be from 8:30 until noon. The other announcements, if you would just take note of those. Also, I think we have a couple of birthdays coming up this week. And they are Emerald Lee this Wednesday the 17th, and then our granddaughter Hannah Harley on Thursday the 18th. No anniversaries this week, I don't believe. Yes, Bill? Wanda is tomorrow. Yeah. All right, so happy birthday to Wanda tomorrow. Apparently, we didn't have an updated form with everybody on there. So when you all were away for a little while, we lost you. So welcome back. Tell Wanda happy birthday. She's not here. Which birthday is it, Bill?
29.
29 and holy. Thank you, Bill. We'll make up for
life. She's been sick.
Well, I've been missing her.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's had a hernia.
Okay. Okay. Well, we want to remember her in this particular time and for what needs to be done medically. And as I mentioned, Mona's still really battling, and Paula Moore is sick. And I know most of our widow ladies are absent today, and we want to be sure and check on them if you would, and give them a call, make sure they're okay. Anything else that anything about the church, business, any testimonies, whatever you want to share? David?
Now, this is a prayer request from my son, Rusty.
Uh-huh.
I talked to him yesterday. He's in the hospital over at KU.
UK.
At, yeah, UK. UK, whatever you want to call it. UK. But anyway, he had gotten a scratch on his finger about a week or two ago. And I talked to him about it, and it had gotten infected. Well, he got up the other morning, and his finger was so swollen, it split open.
Wow.
So they took him to the emergency room at St. Joe, and they didn't have a hand doctor there. Then they took him over to UK and did emergency surgery on him. And the swelling had started to go up into his arm, and the infection did too. So they don't know what caused it, what kind of infection it is. So they're running tests to make sure it's not MRSA.
Oh.
And I just want to get the whole church body in on the prayer for this because he could lose his finger if the infection doesn't go down. So they're leaving his finger open and having to pack it every 6 hours. And so that's got to be pretty painful to do that.
Right.
And I talked to him last night, and he was the one that asked me to ask for prayer for him.
Good.
And in itself is really something because he had been mad at God for a long time. Because of losing his mother and everything. So, you know, I think he's come to terms with that, or he wouldn't ask for prayer. So
good.
I'm just so grateful for that.
Amen.
But I want to keep him lifted up and everything.
We'll pray for Rusty Cox, yes. Ann?
I've asked for prayer a couple of times for Bobby Gray, and he did pass last Tuesday. So I'm asking you to keep his wife, Sue, in
right.
prayers.
Right. I knew that he had passed away. So several folks recently have lost loved ones, and we just kind of keep the grieving folks lifted up just for comfort and understanding. Brenda?
Yeah, I found out yesterday my friend Liz is in the intensive care unit in Patty A. Clayton, Richmond.
Okay.
Her daughter says it's not good that there's a lot going on.
Okay.
So I'd like to remember Liz.
This is the lady that's on our prayer chain, Liz Craven. So let's keep continues kind of a special update on her to keep her in prayer. Peggy?
You know the lady that got hit by the car?
Yes, a few weeks ago here, yes.
A praise report was that her granddaughter who works at Walmart went to the woman who hit her and told her that they knew it wasn't her fault, and they offered forgiveness to her, and that was huge. Because
yes.
The woman that hit her is just she's a real tender-hearted uh-huh. kind of person, and so that was amazing. I just thought that was such a blessing. I was very thankful for that. But then that woman's sister died yesterday morning, so the family is like really going through it. So they really need comfort right now.
Yes, yes. Well, let's bow together and. I'd like for us to take that old verse in the psalm that says, be still and know that I am God. There's a moment to just kind of be still and reflect on everything we've heard in these last few moments. The needs, the things for which we can be thankful, and the things that God might bring to your heart. And as we wait on him and look to him, please feel free to lift these things up before the throne of grace if the Lord so prompts you to do that.
Yeah.
Father, it strikes me at this moment how thankful I am for safety and peace, the assurance that while we know that something could go wrong, there could be a tragedy, that we don't live in fear, that we can enjoy each day that you have blessed us with. Just the solitude of being together as your people in the house of the Lord on the Lord's day. And Father, I pray for all those folks who are just kind of wandering around, unsure, uncertain, searching, and never finding. Help them, Lord, to see your goodness, to know your love. These things are in the hearts of people, and they long for it sometimes and don't know what they're longing for. I thank you, Father, that you're able to fill that void in each of our hearts and our lives. Thank you for the gift of grace. Thank you for the gift of faith. Thank you for the gift of yourself. Thank you that you choose to love those of us who, by sin nature, are unlovable. And that you chose to do that because you are the ultimate love. We thank you and praise you. Continue to lead us this day, Father. Speak to us as you know best, and may our ears be open to hear. We pray all these things. We lift up every person and every need with thanksgiving in the name of Jesus. Amen. I ask the worship team to come and lead us before them. Oh, we do have Bible study questions. Thank you, Rock. I'd forgotten. We did meet last Wednesday night and covered 1 John chapter 1. We have Bible study questions for this upcoming meeting Wednesday night over 1 John. Very first question is, had John actually seen, heard, and touched the Word of Life? Yes, he had. He had already actually, and that's why we can know most assuredly that John was the author of this letter. Why did John write these things to his readers? That their joy may be full. One of the things we noticed about 1 John, there are about four or five places where he specifically says, I write these things for this reason. And a part of what he's writing is that their joy and our joy may be full. What message had John heard from the beginning? That God is light and that there's no darkness in him at all. Question number four, what do believers have when they walk in the light? Fellowship with each other. Yes, we have that when we walk in the light of Christ's truth. In what way do we deceive ourselves? Saying we have no sin. That's the biggest self-deception. And what is it that cleanses us from all sin? The blood of Jesus Christ. All right, so take those questions, study, come with us Wednesday night if you can, or study on your own if you're unable to be out, and follow along that way in 1 John. Now, have I forgotten anything else? Okay, unless somebody else knows, we'll dismiss the children at this time. Ask the worship team to come and lead us in a time of worship before the message.
We're doing a couple hymns this morning, and sometimes those things get long. Hymns are more for teaching, and you know, just they're so colorful and there's so much truth in them. So if you want to stand because you can sing better, that's fine. If you want to stand because it's what you like to do, that's fine. If you want to stand because you can't see the person because the person in front of you standing, that's fine. But be free to sit if you want to sit through these songs and sing. And I will ask you to stand on the last song, You Are My All in All.
I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses, and he walks with me. Talks with me. tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever and the sound of his voice is so sweet, the birds hush their singing, and the melody that he gave to me within my heart is tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. I'd stay in the garden with him, though the night around me be falling, but he bids me go through the voice of all. His voice to me is calling, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So how cherish the old rugged cross, till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Oh, that old rugged cross, so despised by the world as a wondrous attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God left his glory above to bear it to dark Calvary. So how cherish the old rugged cross, till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown.
stained with blood so divine. A wondrous beauty I see. For 'twas on that old cross Jesus suffered and died to pardon and sanctify me. So how cherish the old rugged cross, till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. To the old rugged cross I will ever be true, its shame and reproach gladly bear. Then he'll call me someday to my home far away, where his glory forever I'll share. So how cherish the old rugged cross, till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I see. You are my all in all. Seeking you as the precious jewel, Lord, to give up I'd be a fool. You are my all in all. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, sweet Lamb of God, worthy is your name.
Slow it down a little.
Taking my sin, my cross, my shame, rising again, I bless your name. You are my all in all. When I fall down, you pick me up. When I am dry, you fill my cup. You are my all in all. We sing to Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb.
Hallelujah.